Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, and I'm Glenn Robbins.
Special guest on the Sweet and Salty Roundabout. Get on board!
Choo-choo! Choo-choo. We need a nickname for Glenn because people aren't mistaken for my brother Glenn O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, you not know, that Glenn.
And one scoop. Mate, what about he loves dunking biscuits.
I was going to say dunker.
Dunker.
Oh, no, you call it, no, what about dipper? Because you call it dipping, don't you?
I do call it dipping.
Yeah.
Dunking, but I'm happy to go either way, dunking, dipping. Both
dipper.
Work for me. Yeah.
Dipper's a good nickname for someone.
Away. Really?
Dipper. Oh, you know, yeah, we do.
Could I go?
She's the possum.
Why is that?
Because that's what my sister said it sounds like when she goes to bed. And I always wait for her to go to bed before I start my snacking because I don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
And she said it's like she can hear a possum rustling
oh,
out the
yeah.
out in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And I'm big guy. Am I big guy?
You're the big guy.
I'm the big guy.
I'm and family sorted.
yeah. You got everything to offer.
Yeah. Because I used to play a game on stage called Name That Biscuit.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
So run us through that.
Well, you would... We did it in the cooking show with Jamoan and
right.
Bob, and we would get the person out of the audience, blindfold them, and then they had to tell by touch
oh.
what the all the family sort of was.
Oh, I'd be good at that game.
Kitty be good at that.
I mean, teddy bear, easy.
They're yeah. the ridges of the ears.
Yeah, and then Monte Carlo, not that hard.
No, the rough exterior.
Yeah, and then the wheat, well, there was a wheat one in there, I think.
Yeah.
I'd throw a dog biscuit in there just to
throw off the game. I see. That's where the yeah. genius comes
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And that always threw him off. And then, what was the last one? Mum put a bit of butter on
oh,
it.
Oh, what
didn't
about
it any better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milk
yeah.
arrowroot.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, that was it. Yep.
Oval shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about, was there a Nice biscuit in there covered
yeah,
in sugar?
Yes, with covered in sugar.
Oh,
yep.
I
yep.
like them.
On a scotch finger.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one
You
too.
Can tell that. Yeah.
Scotchy, yeah.
Mm. It's a great game, though.
Mm.
It was a good game. And then I spoke to another guy. He goes, oh, I'm doing bus tours at the moment and I'm doing your biscuit routine. It's bloody great.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great. Well, we've got you on because you are a biscuit
aficionado.
Well, yeah, Kitty and I had a run-in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened?
Well...
I think you brought up dunking on this show and then I came into the loop saying what sort of biscuits was I dunking of late and then you mocked me.
You said the Belvita.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
and
like
I was going through it. You go through phases.
Sure.
And I've been,
it's true.
I'm out the other side of it. And you're back and you're into it.
Well, I did get some, I got them a while ago thinking we'd get you on. And then I had them for so long they were about to go out of date, so I just thought, okay, I'll just break them open and eat them. And I kind of liked them, and I loved the structural integrity for the dunking.
Structural integrity.
They had a lot, like you could really hold it in there.
Yeah, well, that's important.
Yeah, they don't like fall apart quickly.
The test for mine with the teddy bear is not good at this, is dunk and then the stand back up.
Yeah.
Because it comes, because you don't leave it upside down to pass to the mouth. You have to then put it in a vertical position, and then
tea's got to drain back into a bit more of the biscuit as well.
Yeah. And then if it's going to fall, you hope that it falls into your mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
But you really don't, and you don't want it to fall into the cup. Because if you don't too long, of course, that is
you pull out half a biscuit. Yeah,
half a biscuit.
And I'll tell you what's a terrible biscuit for dunking, but I can't help myself when I have to dunk them all the time. I really got into them when I was in the UK. Custard creams.
I was about to say that. Can you dunk?
They fall apart so fast. Those ones in particular, you've got to be in and out, and they're just like, and
the outer body is a bit too sugary, or
I don't know what it is. They just don't have anything to hold them together. Mm. And what it means is you eat too many of them too, because you basically you dunk it and you have to push the whole thing in, because you can barely, like, it won't hold together. So you just keep going.
What about when I went to your house and you said, this was a while ago, I've got a really good biscuit for you. You went to your pantry and you bought out this thing. It was like I was on the scout camp. Or something on a survivalist trek.
Was it a rusk?
Yeah, it was something. It was like a healthy kind of biscuit.
But was it?
It was the Belvita.
Oh, it was a Belvita, actually.
I brought some just in case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Because
you talked it up. Big time.
Are you a pack reader? Because I would go and go, look, I want to have a biscuit, but I know I shouldn't eat too many biscuits. So then I thought maybe if I go to the healthy end of the supermarket. Because there's healthy end, and then there's the fawn end.
Yeah.
And I went there believing it may have been something appropriate for me, not having too much sugar. And well, I don't know whether it is or not.
I'll tell you what I kind of embraced for the packet. I didn't buy another packet, but I brought the strawberry yogurt sandwich once.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of tasted like strawberry toast, like if you had toast and jam.
Never had that.
And when I was in a hurry and I was running out the door without breakfast, I kind of went, I'm just going to grab this Belvita.
Oh, because you're in trouble. Pretend it's like,
you know, proper breakfast food. Mm. And that's what I think what they try and market them as. And I fell for it a little bit and then went, I'm just eating a biscuit for breakfast.
Yeah,
it's not a piece of toast with jam. No. Well, it's not
I remember spending some time in Spain, and every day
they had biscuits.
Yeah, they had biscuits, and they
biscuits
had
biscuits for breakfast.
Yeah, but they were donuts, and I'm going, okay, I'm crossing over to the good side.
Are they the ones you had at your house, honey and nuts? Do you reckon they're the ones?
They were the ones I thought that he would like. That's why I took a gamble and bought those ones.
I would have gone for the plain version.
Oh yeah,
probably
just a plain old rusk.
Can I just ask a general question?
Yeah.
How many packets of biscuits do you have on the go at any one time in the house? I don't mean this. Question. There's no right or wrong answer here.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Yeah, go.
I reckon we have one or two.
Yeah, I'd say two or three in my house. Put them in a container, though.
While the two, sorry to get drilled down on this. While the two or three are open.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to open a new packet?
No, I don't think you are. Well, that's the old, you got to finish those ones first.
So you have to finish those.
Yeah,
ones.
You're reminiscent of your mum.
That's
your
the rule if you've got kids.
Yeah, you
got
to
but
finish.
But once
what
you're a grown up, you don't have to do that.
So
have you got, Kitty?
Well, as you can see, we decided that what we would do is buy our favourite plain biscuit and our favourite chocolate biscuit for this episode. I went to the supermarket and walked out with $42 worth of biscuits because I couldn't decide.
That's a lot of biscuits.
So that sometimes happens to me. If I go to the supermarket, I'll just buy a lot of biscuits. And often it'll be like a packet of Oreos.
Do you feel self-conscious when you go through the thing? Do you get a person to do it? You do it yourself?
No, I do it myself. And I have no shame anymore because I've now got that thing in my head that says, this is work.
Oh, yeah,
like
research.
The other day, when I'm buying chips.
Yeah, but they still judge you.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm justifying it in my head.
Is it really work?
No, of course it's not. A lot of the time it's just biscuits for me.
For it to be work, you have to be paid.
But what I do, because I will just eat biscuits till they're gone. Like I open a packet of biscuits, I'll eat six Oreos, and then I throw the rest in the bin. I know that sounds wasteful.
Yeah.
But if I don't do that,
you'll eat the whole pack.
I'll just keep eating, or I'll come back and I'll eat another six. Yeah. So I just have to eat as many as I want, and then unless Penny's coming down, then I'll put them in a jar if I've bought ones that she likes, but she doesn't like many biscuits. Because if they're sitting there in a jar and I can see them, I'll just keep going and eating them. And every time I make a cup of tea and I drink a lot of tea, I'll think, I'll just have a biscuit with
my tea.
So
can you have a cup of tea without a biscuit?
I do most of the time because I won't have biscuits in the house. Unless I go to the supermarket, buy other stuff, then I buy a packet of biscuits, eat what I want, and then throw the rest in the bin.
Okay, second question.
Very wasteful. Sorry, if anyone wants me to post them, my leftover
the thing that we do on Somehow Related
yeah.
is that we go death row meal. So you're on death row.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be electrocuted. Mm-hmm. How would you like to be done?
How
would you like to be killed first?
A needle?
Okay, yeah, no.
Needle?
No, no, no. I would like a whole ton of either Valium or heroin or something.
I don't know whether it's on the table.
Oh, I don't
know. We're in jail here.
We're in jail. Oh, sorry, because I was going to ask them to give me Valium or heroin and then push me out to sea.
Oh, like nice.
Surfboard or something, yeah, but and then I just fall off. I'm in jail. Sorry,
Something good goes wrong with kiddies.
Hang on, do you want us to set you on fire on the surfboard?
Yeah. No, no.
The Viking funeral.
You're a bad person.
I'm a criminal. I'm in jail.
And you're going to be in jail. Oh, God. I mean, what are they
do not want to be electrocuted.
It's injection these days.
It's injection.
In most states.
Okay, we're doing the injection. Sorry to take over your show.
I think I might rather a fire.
Just go to the crematorium early. Just
what do you want? You want what?
I think firing squad is the quickest. By all accounts.
Yeah, they sometimes miss though, don't they?
But there's one guy in there who has an empty gun.
Just to make you feel better.
Imagine how I feel. You okay with this?
I don't want anyone having a problem with this afterwards.
We don't even have a bad day.
And it's a joke about that. If you're on the firing squad and you're worrying about if you've actually got real bullets, maybe the firing squad's not the job for you. Like, you're worrying about if you're actually killing someone.
So,
yeah.
We're doing you firing squad.
Killed.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, okay.
So it means that your death row meal, the guy comes
lunchtime.
In. He comes in and goes, you don't get lunch. You don't get dinner.
Oh.
It's an afternoon tea. What biscuits would you have for your final for your death row?
Tea. Well, okay. If it's afternoon tea and I can have what I want, first of all, I'd want like multiple courses. They can't just give me one thing. Like you have to be allowed to choose a few things.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna have a pink donut with sprinkles on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna have that, and I'm also gonna have. Oh, gee, have I got tea?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Cup of tea.
You got things that you would have in the for afternoon tea.
And then what biscuit?
Well, then I would also have like a finger sandwich of like finely chopped chicken, mayonnaise, celery, walnuts and some lemon zest. Because that's the one thing I miss since not eating meat is a chicken sandwich.
Yep.
So I'd have a delicious chicken sandwich. Soft white bread. Yep. Delicious. No crust. Mm. And then my donut and then a biscuit.
Mm.
Oh, I think I'm going to go Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo.
So the last thing you will eat before you off your trot, Monte Carlo. That's a big statement.
It is a big statement. I don't know that I'm comfortable with it.
Would you finish with the Monte Carlo? Would you go Monte Carlo, sip tea, finish? Or would you go sip tea, Monte Carlo, last moment?
I think I would go, I would do what I always do. I would have my donut. I'd like my cup of tea, my packet of biscuits. I want the packet. Yep. And I would just probably manage about six.
Oh, wow.
And then once I can't fit any more in, I'd go throw the rest of that packet
out. No. Share it with the victim's family. That's why
that's a nice thing to do. That's a lovely thing to do.
Because they'll be there to watch you die.
They'll be behind the glass.
Hand these around. Enjoy these while you watch
Kitty
me fry.
Kitty said you could have these if you want to.
Imagine if they saw you eating all this food. They'd be going, what's going on? When is she going to get killed? Come on.
Yeah. So
have a Monte Carlo.
What's yours, Dave? Afternoon tea.
God.
No, it's the last one. That's what makes it so hard.
We talked about main meals and Glenn famously said he wanted Selena's chicken risotto. We pointed out that she would not be with him if he was on death row. She would have left.
They all burst out laughing. Okay, what's wrong with that? She would be out of there.
The water would ring your house and an Italian girl would answer. That's what we thought. Her new boyfriend. He's not coming. She's not coming to cook.
Risotto is a good choice, though. That is a nice.
Yeah. Chicken risotto.
That is a really comforting thing to have before you die.
So afternoon tea. Well, I'd have a Diet Coke
Dave.
Coffee scroll, I reckon, with a lot of butter.
Coffee scroll with butter.
I love a coffee scroll.
Oh, God, I didn't have cake. I'd need cake as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely need some cake.
I would have cake.
I'd forgo the biscuit and have cake.
I didn't even think afternoon tea I could have it when you said chicken sandwich, white bread.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have a sausage roll.
We've gone back.
Wow.
Well, you have a sandwich.
That is good.
No, or even a dim sim.
This is what I say.
Dim sim's done afternoon tea.
Do you want this to be your last thing as you're dying?
Oh, yeah, the sausage roll.
Up she come with your dim sim and your sausage roll.
Oh, I'm dying.
But I do like this. And a good sausage roll with a bit of sauce.
Had one yesterday.
A nice peppery one.
Yeah.
Had one yesterday. Yeah. I had a dim sim on Saturday.
I'd go chicken sandwich and then I would go something puddingly
Oh, like a custardy morning. Cake?
Oh!
Yes. Oh. I see those donuts with custard in them and I go, that is wrong.
Oh, yeah, good.
But that is so right.
What drink would you have? Tea? Cup of tea? Light beer.
I'd have a hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I love hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, milkshake. Why didn't I say milkshake?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Banana milkshake.
Yeah,
banana
milkshake. Not a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Anyway, if this ever happens, we're all ready. So let's have the police listen to this tape. When one of us convicts a mass murderer. And we have to move to America because that's where there's no death penalty in Australia. Anyway, should we do our plain biscuits?
Right. Yes. We've all been told.
Kitty came up with this.
Yeah.
We're all going to bring in our favourite plain biscuit. And the next episode, we're going to bring in our favourite chocolate biscuit.
Am I on next week as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make use of you.
Just changing the invoice.
You'll be paying all those biscuits.
Two. Yeah, by two. Times two. Well, who wants? Guest goes first, I believe. Go on.
Yeah. So what do I do?
Just reveal your favourite plain biscuit.
But hang on.
And we'll taste
it.
Pull it out.
Yeah, we're going to taste it.
Yeah, come on. We can cut out the rustling.
Before.
No, it's not a trick.
Well, am I being judged?
No.
We're going to talk through the biscuits, say what we like about it. Make sure you don't chew on the microphone.
We don't know what it is.
At the same time.
We don't know what it is, everyone. He's pulling it out. He's going deep. Oh, what do you predict, Kitty? What do you reckon?
It might be a Monte Carlo.
Oh, you want to predict?
Oh.
Is it I reckon it's Nice. Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, it's not a ginger nut.
No, it might be butternut snap.
Is it a ginger nut? Oh, it's a butternut snap.
Oh, yum.
You know what I'll say about those? Straight off the bat, always better than you think.
Let's have one.
Well, I have to agree. The only reason we were big on the jam fancy at our house.
Oh, you were too, yeah.
Oh, I love a jam fancy. Yeah.
They're little, aren't they?
They're little and they're great and they dip well and they're a bit of strawberry.
They've got that nice chewy, it's raspberry jam. I think, isn't it?
Is it raspberry?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, no, it's raspberry.
Look at me. I'm into it.
And what happened with these was...
Oh, smell that.
They were on sale at the thing. And I went, oh, gee, I haven't had one of those for a while. So I grabbed one. And then after dinner, I like to have some fruit with some yogurt.
Mm.
Now, do you know where I'm heading here?
Oh, yes, I do.
What do I do? What do I do?
Crush this up and sprinkle it on top of your yogurt like a crumble topping.
Take it to the other side, girlfriend.
Delicious. Like a sundae.
Oh,
wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But here's how pathetic I am. I only do half a biscuit.
I don't know how you're going to go with this. You don't have to eat everything.
Good on you, Jenny Craig.
That's what that is. That's Splatoon. Let's just take a nibble and then throw it in. Do we go home
via homeless place and give the biscuits?
You can if you want.
Or normally you give them to me and I give them to the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dave takes everything.
Great. It's going to be hard not to eat all
sugar
that.
Biscuit.
So that's like a caramel kind of flavour.
It's like an Anzac cookie.
Oh, it is
biscuit,
like an Anzac.
Sorry, Anzac biscuit.
Just I love syrup. Hearing the experts analyse.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to throw in something controversial here.
Uh-oh.
She's getting up. She's walking around.
She's gone to her kit.
I also bought some hobnobs.
I love hobnobs.
Which come in plain or chocolate-covered versions.
Never they're had like, a hobnob.
Ooh. Wow, they're British.
Well, they're kind of like...
I was going to say they are British.
Yeah, they're like an English version of the butter snap. But these ones have got chocolate on them. But if you just want to do a compare with that one.
Oh, great idea.
Oh.
There might be a bit more oaty, I think.
What am I thinking about that I've seen the chocolate on the one side?
Chocolate Wheaton.
I've also got the chocolate Wheaton version, which is the digestive biscuit, which you might be thinking of. But they also do.
Oh, that's good.
For a while, they did chocolate butter snaps.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Well, you've taken a big bite there. You've got to be careful.
Oh, really?
We've got a lot of biscuits to get through, Glenn. Oh. I don't want you to be sick. I would say that biscuit is not as good as the butter snap cookie, butternut snap.
The only thing I'll say, the marriage of chocolate with the, and how do you explain the, you're better at this, it's a little bit, not insipid.
That's a stronger tasting biscuit. The butternut snap, yeah.
And I still prefer the butternut snap.
Yeah, I do too. I thought, that's why I wanted to compare, because I always think I love the hobnob and that it's a superior biscuit, but now tasting it directly against it. Much more toffee sort of flavour.
Yeah, beautiful.
Stronger flavour. This is more just like a chaffy.
A chaffy, yeah. Good word.
Chaffy,
yeah.
Horse.
Yeah.
It's like a chaffy carriage for chocolate is all it is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kitty, what's your favourite plain biscuit? Is it going to be Monte Carlo?
I'm going to bring out Monte Carlo. No, can I do something controversial? Because we've talked a lot about the Monte Carlo. Yeah. This is my favourite plain biscuit at the moment.
Yeah, that's all right.
But it's going to pass. I know that.
Oh, is it something really plain? Like, you know, your niece or your...
I looked at what she's grabbed and I have no idea.
It's the Biscoff.
Yeah, you love Biscoff.
I do. I'm really into Biscoff at the moment.
You know this, Glenn?
No.
Oh,
it's European. You'll recognise it.
It's European.
You often get a little one sat on your coffee or your tea.
Did they have an Australian...
You often get one just like...
A separate pack.
In Italy. Yeah, that was weird. I didn't expect them to...
I feel like I'm in a nursing home.
Yeah. And that's what I thought.
Individual packets.
And then I bought them, and same with the butternut snap, I bit into one. I went, oh, this is just a boring biscuit. And they went, oh, no, I really like it.
They are good.
They're really good. And with a cup of coffee or tea.
They're a bit bitter kind of, almost. Oh, it's great aftertaste.
I like that.
You like that?
And with a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Be a good dunker.
Really good, yeah.
Would they dunk all right?
Oh, yeah. Solid.
Would they hold?
I'll do a test. I've here we go. Tea.
Right here.
Yeah, look, I'm holding that in for a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Still got some...
integrity.
We've still got some integrity there.
How long have you been on the dunk. Biscoff thing, you reckon?
Well, I avoid buying them. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to like those if I buy them and open them. And I have again. I've now gone, I love this Biscoff.
Yeah, you love
it. I love it.
Well,
it's just so yeah. That's going to be my plan for the day. But my all-time favorite is probably Monte Carlo. I just love the chewiness of the jam that you get.
It is a great biscuit.
And there's that little bit where it takes you just a little bit more to bite through that chewy. If you get one that's quite jammy,
you forget how good they are.
Yeah. Do you want one to remember? Come on.
Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask when you've done that? I want to ask you a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo. Seriously.
You like it?
Now, what I used to do at my grandma's.
Posh name.
I would go through all of the Monte Carlos and try and pick the one that looked like the pinkest so that I got the one with the most jam.
But that's interesting. How did she present?
Well, I would just reach them all out of the tin and just like look at them.
Oh, right. Finger and them. Then put them back.
Oh, yeah. I was only a kid. I'm allowed to touch whatever I want, I thought. But yeah, so I'd pick one that had the most kind of pink stuff in it. That one looks pretty pink.
I took a little bite out of it. Someone in the factory's had a go at that.
Yeah.
So you get that to the tooth thing with the jam.
Really good.
I don't actually like them plain. I can only dunk them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they're quite dry, actually.
They're too dry, otherwise. Yeah. You've got to dunk.
They're dry what? What do you mean?
They're very dry in your mouth.
Mm.
Don't you find?
Yeah, too dry.
You need a hot chocolate or
coffee. Yeah,
you've got to dunk. Oh, man, that's a good biscuit.
If you're having biscuits afternoon tea and there's some people around your house,
yeah,
the biscuits get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Clean them with your tongue.
It's not good enough, though.
No, isn't it?
What do you do,
biscuits? What biscuits are you having that get stuck in your teeth?
You were talking about, like, you know, these ones are a bit, you know.
Oh, yeah, bit oaty.
Surely you get things caught in your teeth? Or is this
I don't usually serve biscuits at afternoon tea. I would always serve cake.
Oh, nice.
Oh, can you just go with my hypothetical?
People have just dropped over. Unexpected.
Well, you know I haven't got... I'd have to be fishing the biscuits out of the bin for a start. Yeah. So never eat biscuits at my house.
Is it rude? Because right now I'm overwhelmed by an urge to pick my teeth. Overwhelmed.
Oh, really? Really?
Because I've had like more than I normally do in a sitting.
Don't you carry a toothpicker around with you?
I do, yes. Well, go ahead. Old person toothpicker. No, I'll wait for a break.
When the
little organ thing music comes on.
You can take a picking break if you want to step out onto
On the porch, on the patio, the like a redneck.
And have a pick.
Go on the
front
porch.
On the porch.
Anyway, I do realise that I'm a little bit flippant with my picking and it is inappropriate.
Yeah.
What I don't like is when I see someone on public transport picking their teeth with their finger.
Ugh.
And I go, well, now you're going to touch stuff and that's been in your mouth.
No good. Glenn's got a professional picker. Not someone that does it for him. He's got like some guy who follows
Terry,
you around.
Terry.
Come over here, mate.
There's my professional. I'm on blue. Don't look at it because it can get a
pickster.
Bit manky.
I love a pickster.
Oh, there you go. You know what a pickster is.
Yeah. I always have them in my dressing room, always in my
Why?
Makeup kit bag. because I'll be eating snacks before I go on, and I've got to
Point. So you're the same as me.
Yeah, I can't go on stage with stuff in my teeth.
Oh, it's nothing worse. I've done gigs where I've eaten before, and then I go on, and I can see my stuff spraying into the audience.
Well, what about if you get a bit of coconut? Chips. If I get a bit of coconut there and it's sitting there, it's like my journey isn't over until I get that bit of coconut out.
Yeah, that's a strawberry seed for me.
Oh, strawberry seed.
I cannot continue until I get that. And then when you get it out, play the Rocky music.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great. Okay, this is my favourite plain biscuit at the moment.
Is it really?
Chocolate ripple.
Wow, I thought you only liked them in the cake. You like them just to eat as well.
Chocolate ripple cake. But often there's a few left over.
Oh.
And then I eat like four of these at a time. They are great.
I'm going to have to dunk one. Oh, not, I imagine they're
like butternut snap, but a chocolate version.
I will have to dunk it though.
Day out, they turn up. They do
their
job.
Solid.
Yeah.
They're solid.
Yeah.
Then they make no fuss.
No.
If someone comes along and tries to take over the mantle, they go ahead. But when you fall away from the top of the hill, I'll still be here.
That's delicious. It's very chocolatey. It's almost Oreo-like in its chocolatey.
Yeah. And they've, you know, they do that, Glenn, because they've always got the cake to fall back on in the back of their head. We're always going to be here because of the chocolate ripple cake.
It's got that nice solid centre as well that makes it a good dipper.
Oh, it's a great flavour.
You know, like ginger nuts kind of have that really hard layer in the middle.
They are.
They'll break your teeth.
If ginger nuts was a person, what would he be like? I thought he'd be a tradie, wouldn't he?
With the red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nuggety.
I think he'd be Scottish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd be a good bloke, but
no, little, don't.
Rakishly
don't push
thin.
Him. Don't push him.
Don't push him.
Because there was a time a while ago when he snapped. And
Whereas Monte Carlo would be a bit more flamboyant.
Oh,
I think posh name.
Yeah.
He'd have a cravat.
What would butternut snap?
He'd be wandering around.
I think that's a woman for a start.
Oh.
Yeah, with an apron on, a penny.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, just sort of a nice bit of middle-aged spread.
I don't know about chocolate
comfy.
Ripple.
Comfy.
Chocolate ripple. I reckon he... ripple.
I think
he works in a coffee shop.
Chocolate ripple.
Oh, no. I don't know. Does he...
I'm an older guy, maybe.
Older guy? I see it more as a kid.
Ah, a chocolate ripple.
Yes.
Maybe a kid.
Yeah.
A bit of a scamp.
Yep. Yep.
Bit of a character.
Jumps over the fence. You chuck my ball back, please.
Oh, bloody chocolate ripple again. Nice would be an old lady, the nice biscuit, what's it called?
Yeah.
An old lady.
That would be an old lady.
Yeah.
I get a lot of balls coming into my backyard from my
kids. Do you?
Geez, I feel like a good bloke when I throw them back.
Do you know which fences? Sometimes I don't know who
they're
from.
Oh, yeah, I've got a number of fences, but the balls come in.
What are they playing?
They're playing football, they're playing soccer, they're playing cricket
basketball.
Balls, all sorts of balls. Thanks, Claire.
Oh, that's
all right.
One of the guys near me refused to give them back to the kids.
See, that's...
Why?
Just didn't like it. And then when the woman broke up with him, she went around to the neighbour and presented them with 13 basketballs.
Oh, my God. Basketballs, and he wouldn't give them back. I mean, a tennis ball, maybe.
That is... 13 basketballs. 14.
Said, I'm leaving him. Here's your balls.
Oh.
That would have hurt him because he was probably proud of his...
Well, that's... Anyway.
They've got a basketball hoop next door. And
do you hear it?
It kind of faces like it's, you know, they're shooting kind of, you can see it, like it faces my fence. I've got to say, they are so accurate. Never has a ball come over.
Wow.
They never miss.
You've got Dennis Rodman living next door.
I think I do.
Or at the very least, Andrew Gaze.
What do you hear? What do you hear?
You just hear it hit the backboard and then go down through
there. Right. Yeah.
But
could be some star player.
Because when I first saw it, I thought, wow, I'm going to get basketballs in the back of my yard all the time. But never. They're accurate.
It's a great game. You know what? We've done. This is enough for this episode.
This is enough?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Episode one done. We didn't even get to blind test.
Do you conclude, though? Is there a winner? Sorry, I'm taking the show over, aren't I?
You always take the show over.
You can take the show. We don't care.
People love the guest.
Do they...
Do we vote on the plain biscuit?
Yeah.
I don't think I can. Again, I love them all. You know, I don't want to be that person.
I know what you're saying about don't bite too big because I bit too big.
Have you changed your opinion, Glenn, on are you still going with butternut snap? They are a good biscuit.
It was a good biscuit. I'm surprised how much I love the chocolate ripple.
Oh, I tell you. You don't have them very often.
When I saw you pull those out of the bag, I thought, oh,
here we go. What a loser.
Yeah, what have you done?
Look, throw them the basketball hoop.
Here's how I see it. There's no winner today. Biscuit eating is the
winner. Thanks for coming on, Glenn.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks. I feel very honored. Family assorted.
Glenn will return next week.
With a chocolate edition.
Bye-bye.